Hello there, people of the internet. Do you have an old computer that's running slowly?
Well, you can speed up your computer by upgrading the old mechanical hard drive to a new SSD. To be able to do this upgrade, you'll need at least one SATA connector and SATA cable on your computer.
If your computer only has an IDE ribbon cable, which are basically the big cables that I'm pulling out right now, or it only has the IDE connector, then your computer is probably a little too old for this upgrade, and it's time to buy a new one, unfortunately. Do note that some computers may have both SATA cables and IDE cables, just like this motherboard.
Now that you've identified that your computer can be upgraded, where do you buy an SSD?
SSDs can be bought at any common computer store.
And you can get a decent one for $30 or less. Now that you have your SSD, well, now you can plug in your SSD. Note that these cables are keyed and will only fit one way. So first, you can plug in your SATA cable, and the power cable is also keyed. So you have to plug that in the right way, too. Now that you have your new SSD installed, it's time to start putting some data on it. To do this next step, I'll be using a tool called CloneZilla. This is one of the many tools that are part of Ultimate Boot CD. Ultimate Boot CD can be either written to a DVD, a CD, or the easiest option is to boot it off of a flash drive, which I'll be using. Now, we need to get the computer to boot to the flash drive instead of the regular hard drive. To do this, we'll have to use the boot key. For my particular system, it's tabs, then F8. A menu will appear, and I'll select the flash drive. It'll boot directly to the flash drive now. I'll select Ultimate Boot CD, tell it to boot in normal mode. Once it takes me to the actual utility, I'll select HDD, then disk cloning, and then there's CloneZilla. I'll select that as the option. I'll then tell it to boot in default settings for a 64-bit system, which is option number 2 in this case. Then it will start to load the program. It will take a few minutes for the program to fully load. We fast-forwarded through this part. Now, back at normal speed, once it is fully loaded, it'll ask you for some basic settings. Then you'll want to click on Disk Cloning. It'll actually bring up CloneZilla. Now CloneZilla will be asking us if we're going to be working with an image or if we're going to go from a device to a different device. Obviously, we're going to select Device from Device. It will load and we'll say Beginner instead of Expert. Now it's going to ask if you want to do a local disk or remote disk. Select the first option. This is local disk to local disk. Now it'll ask us to select our source disk. This is where we're going to be getting the data from. So this will be the old hard drive. I will select the old hard drive. Now it's going to ask for our destination. I'm going to select the new SSD. It's going to confirm a few times to make sure we absolutely 100% want to do this disk cloning. Again, it also warns that doing this disk cloning will wipe any data off the drive. CloneZilla is also going to ask you if you want to copy the bootloader. You're going to want to select yes for this. Now it's just a matter of sitting back and waiting as it starts to copy over all the data. Once you're done, it will return you to this regular screen. Then all you need to do is restart the computer. When you're done, it should boot you straight into your SSD with the same operating system you've always used. So there you go. That's how you install an SSD and put all your data on it. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, don't forget to like and subscribe. But once again, thanks for watching.